Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all of the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to stay tuned after today's interview for Holla Back. That's my Q&A where I'm answering questions from my listeners, so be sure to stay tuned. Ian Learman is the brain behind Emergency. He's the CEO and founder, born and raised in Vancouver, Canada, where he found himself immersed in the skincare business when he accepted a position at a leading distribution company for top industry brands. As a result of his years of work, Ian gained an extensive knowledge of formulations, molecular technology, and scientific industry breakthroughs, which gave him the inspiration to finally create and launch his own line. With a commitment to effectiveness, sustainability, quality, giving back, and good old nature, Ian has grown Emergency into one of the world's leading skincare brands. I use it, I represent it, and I'm so happy to have you in my heart. Ian, welcome.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, but I'm never going to live up to that introduction you gave me. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean, it's just a little tiny bit of your history, and it was important to have you on because you have been an amazing source of knowledge for me and really a partner in my love of the earth and my love of all things natural. But I'm new to the game, so to speak. You know, I've been 6 years really into fully natural products and kind of touting the message of, you know, sustainability, giving back, and how powerful nature really is. And, you know, science really all starts in nature. But you've been at it for much, much longer. And I wanted to have you on to educate the listeners about natural products and educate the listeners about those products that aren't natural and how they can be so harmful to us, but then also to erase some of the rumors about natural products that go on that they really can't work and they're not strong enough and that sort of thing. So I'm coming right to the source, honey.
I will bluff my way through it, I promise you.
So tell us a little bit about really how you started and why it was so important for you to, you know, raise this flag.
Well, you know, it's a long, complicated story, which I won't bore all the listeners with, but it's been an evolution to how I've understood my business and how I've understood being a person in this world. You know, I have two young daughters, and I believe firmly that we shouldn't be putting poisonous things on our skin and that we have a commitment to give back to our earth and that capitalism as it's practiced now shouldn't be all about taking, taking, taking. We have nothing left if we only do that. So there's lots of reasons to do it. You know, I just think that we want to be able to put amazing products out there and also return to the source as we're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's true. So one of the things that he said that seems really remedial, but it's something that we forget all the time. If we keep just taking and not giving anything back, we're going to be left with a pretty empty gray world. So we need to give back. So you launched your brand in 1996 and yeah. You really debuted just like I did when I first started my first entrepreneurial adventure. I had one product. I had one hero product that I was like, I'm making this in 10 colors. Everybody needs it. Yours was a little different. You were one of the early believers in vitamin C. And I happen to know because of now my experience in the beauty industry that it wasn't easy to make stable and potent at the same time. So while we knew vitamin C, and most of us know vitamin C is really good for us when we chew on it and swallow it or eat it from an orange, but it's equally as good for us and beneficial when we put it on our skin. So let's start with where you started. And that was the launch of your really single star product, which was your Emergency vitamin C serum.
it's an old New York cliche story, but I had a rent-controlled studio apartment that I was living in, and my closets were my warehouse. And eventually, as we grew, a Manhattan mini storage became my extended warehouse. And I had a hand truck, and I would walk down to the Manhattan mini storage and take a couple of boxes. But yes, we started with one single product. We didn't have a lot of vision for the brand at the time. I was kind of figuring out my way, what it would become, but we knew how to stabilize it better than just about anybody out there. It was incredibly effective. We had no money for marketing or you know, we had a fax machine, I think. The internet quite didn't exist yet in the state it does now. So we had to kind of survive on word of mouth and quality. And I have a few good sales techniques. I can convince anybody to buy something maybe one time. But if it doesn't work, they're not going to come back and use it. So we made something that was incredibly effective, was incredibly stable. And to this day, 20 years later, or more than 20 years later, it's still a hero product for us. Although it's evolved over time as technology has evolved, it still sort of looks and feels the same as it used to. But of course, we've incorporated better vitamin C technologies and more. But that's what got us started. It was just one product, word of mouth, results. And, you know, now we have over 80 products.
So let's talk a little bit about vitamin C, just because it's an easy one for people to understand. Can you just tell our listeners why it's as equally as good on your skin as it is in your belly?
Well, one has to take a sort of holistic approach. It's important to eat well. It's important to take care of yourself, of course. But, you know, vitamin C is also incredibly effective on the skin. It's antibacterial. It helps with skin pigmentation issues. It's excellent. We can't claim it, but it's very good on problem skin because it kills bacteria. It's an important cofactor in the production of collagen. It helps prevent and also even helps reverse UV damage that you get. You know, it's just one of those things that everybody should have in their skincare arsenal just as a daily go-to. In the same way that through this whole COVID thing, I'm taking vitamin C every day just as another way to keep my immunity up.
That's right, 100%. So I take right now vitamin D, vitamin B, I take vitamin C, and I'm taking zinc. Those are my go-to everydays
Don't forget vitamin V. It's vitamin vino. It's very important.
Oh, so tell us about vitamin vino.
No, vitamin wine. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wow, I never bought my nutrition.
Maybe it should have been vitamin W.
It's the antioxidant, darling. That's all we're talking about. That's right.
And just for basic sanity, I think it's essential.
Exactly. Exactly. Wine is the glue that's holding this shit show together, right?
I think so. Glue me up.
I love it. Well, red wine, if you're going to drink wine, try to stick with the red wine because it's got resveratrol in it, which is a very powerful antioxidant that helps us.
And of course, there's so many natural organic producers right now, too.
Yes.
You can have your wine and drink it, too.
Exactly. That you know that it's clean. So let's talk a little bit about, I've had quite a few of my girlfriends or people that I love and know in life on the show and that are skincare junkies. And all three of them say that you have to use vitamin C on your skin, that you have to use retinol on your skin, and that you have to use a hyaluronic acid on your skin. That's what I've heard. Of course, maintaining a healthy diet and getting enough rest and, you know, getting a facial every now and then is important too, to a rounded, you know, good skin that helps fight aging, but shows, of course, the wisdom that comes with aging. What would you say to people are the really kind of most important steps or items that you have in your arsenal?
We have a lot. I mean, vitamin C is now a classic, of course, and tried and true. Retinol, as long as you're not overusing that, because retinoic acid, you know, vitamin A, it can sometimes irritate the skin if you're overusing it too much, but it helps to increase cellular turnover, even out skin tone. So it's another one of those ingredients that's tried and tested. Hyaluronic acid, of course, helps to plump the skin. It helps deliver moisture from the skin. But again, that also can be moisture that it's drawing from lower layer levels of the skin. So they're great ingredients, but I got to say, nature is filled with amazing ingredients. And, you know, when we're formulating products, we're thinking about, well, what has high vitamin contents or mineral contents or lipid contents or things that your skin can use, but you can find it from so many places. So yes, those things are tried and true. We're big believers in vitamin C. We incorporate retinol in some of our products. We incorporate hyaluronic acid in some of our products. But there's a gazillion other things. There's the fleur immortelle, the immortal flower that we use. There's so many things where you can find an abundance and a broad spectrum of nutrients for your skin. So if you want to know what to use, check out our website or check out Heather's website
and see what's on there
because we offer all our ingredients and, you know, there's just no shortage of what to choose from.
So I love that answer because it's true. You have to find, you know, what works for you, but there are, you know, get up in the morning, brush your teeth. There are just some basics. And, you know, one of the things that Ian taught me about vitamin C, because I was using it really for all of the things that he mentioned, but I was using it really for sun damage because I'm outside a lot and I sunblock the crap out of myself with a mineral-based sunblock. I want to talk about that as well. But my chest area, being so active and outdoors all the time, it just seemed like I could never protect it. And I do sunburn on my chest. And so when the summer is over, like the first, you know, leaf starts to turn orange, like I really start my vitamin C regimen Ian said to me, Heather, make it worse before it gets better. The reason why is because it's not actually getting worse. It's just that the tan is fading, your pigmentation is coming back, and the vitamin C is doing its work. Right.
Well, sometimes with the cellular turnover and stuff, it's pushing things to the surface, some of that sun damage, and it comes out and then it clears up. We've noticed that. And you reminded me of a story many, many years ago when those I forgot what they're called, where you can read UV damage on the skin. And
yes.
I was at a trade show and somebody came up to me all excited about their new technology and showed my face, and her thing wasn't working properly because I didn't have a lot of sun damage from it. She's like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, well, I happen to, you know, own this company that makes this amazing device. She goes, that would explain it. Because we've seen that where the sun damage is actually reversed from using vitamin C regularly.
Yep, 100%. So I'm glad you explained that. So it can happen with a laser. There's some, when you are with the right esthetician and the right laser technology, just like vitamin C, they have lasers and the spots that they treat get darker because they're coming to the surface and then they fall off pretty much. And so vitamin C does that. It pushes the sun damage to the top layer of the skin until it kind of disappears. And that is true. So you can reverse your sun damage. Like, we make mistakes, but everybody gets a new day tomorrow. You know, you can lean into something better. I want to talk about natural products. Just so everybody's very clear, I am a skincare junkie and Ian knows this. I mean, I've been using his products for years. And when I started my superfoods brand, I really wanted skincare to be a part of it because I'm here touting and explaining how it's so important to nourish our bodies with healthy food and eat healthy food and put healthy food in our bellies that's clean, that's good for us, using nature like apple cider vinegar to balance out our gut health, working with our microbiome. And I would be so remiss to not mention our largest organ, which is our skin. So Ian and I, he knows I've been using his products for years. I called him, I said, I want to start my own brand. And he was very complimentary to me and knew I would do something great. But the truth of the matter is, I couldn't do it better than him with all of his years and all of his experience. And so I called him up and I said, I don't want to make my own brand. I want to work with you on your brand. And this is a true story because I use and love your product. And if I can't do it better than you, and I wasn't going to do that, why am I doing that? And I know that that was meaningful to Ian. But the reason why is because literally of the nature, no pun intended, of the products that he uses. He is using top grade natural products. I mean, we're talking the stem cell therapies you get. These are from orchids. You're getting a salvation complex that comes from moss. He uses forest bark, like unbelievable, like wood fibers that they find on the floor of the Amazonian forest. They're using Argentinian, like, I didn't say that one wrong. You have to help me with that. But it's really mineralized glacier water, ice cap water mixed with basil extract and mixed with these friendly, eco-friendly waste barks and red maple and blue spruce. I mean, these are things that you've never heard about in skincare. We're talking about using hemp oils and orchid stem cells. Can you talk, please, about the unbelievable ingredients that you get and how you source them and how you maintain the integrity of them in a stabilized product that we then slather all over ourselves.
Well, I first of all, thank you for all the kind words. We you know, we're working with very experienced chemists who understand these things better than I do. But for me, one of the first things was we were one of the first cosmeceutical companies to take out parabens. We were one of the first to take out synthetic fragrances, synthetic colors, things like that. And I got to say, I used to joke, but it's kind of the truth that a lot of skincare, and I'm not naming names or anything like that, but you know, a lot of it's just witchcraft. It's just everybody's penny pinching because they're mass market companies. They're using the cheapest ingredients. They got to answer to the shareholders. They got to do that kind of stuff. And as soon as you just start to eliminate some of those ingredients, like everybody talks about parabens, right? But yeah. You know, what's worse than that is synthetic fragrances that everybody uses. They're allergenic for people. They're irritating. And you'll find even if you stop all synthetic fragrances in your house, you know, just use natural stuff and then reintroduce something synthetic, you're going to feel your nose sniffle because of your, it's like people who smoke, they're used to smoking. But if you don't smoke for 2 years and you pick up a cigarette, you're going to cough and your body's going to feel it and stuff like that. So we get used to these things that are really not good for us. So just removing those or finding a brand, you know, hopefully ours, that has removed those, you're already doing something that's not destructive to your skin. Now, from there, in terms of ingredients, yeah, we want to source as naturally and ethically as possible. We use some fair trade ingredients. We try to use organic ingredients as much as possible. We also try to incorporate natural technologies like Heather mentioned, such as, you know, moss stem cells, orchid stem cells, grape stem cells, things that come from plants. So we want to marry science and technology and do it as naturally as possible. But yeah, I was in Corsica. That's where we found the Fleur Immortelle. I read about that. We incorporated that into our raw facial oil. So, you know, we're finding things all over the place. We want them to have story. We want them to be interesting. We want them to have proven ingredients that work on the skin. And then we work with our, you know, masterful chemists and we craft products that work. I mean, I don't want to sell, I'm in business, right? But I answer to myself and I answer to my family and I answer to my customers. And I want to make sure we're producing things that are doing no harm, first of all. And second of all, that work. And, you know, on top of that, as Heather alluded to earlier, you know, we think about giving back. I mean, not only do we take a leading role in our packaging, we're using mostly glass packaging. We're using biodegradable caps wherever we can, but we plant a viable indigenous tree in a non-harvest location for every single product that we sell. So we're trying to think bigger than just selling, you know, people something. We want the product to work. We want our customers to come back. I, for various personal reasons, refuse to take private equity because I don't want to become a slave to that. I like my time. I like seeing my kids. I like doing all that kind of stuff. So we have to make things that work, because if they don't work, then we're not going to have any customers. And we've convinced Heather, and she's no slouch, and we're grateful for that. But we're selling our stuff in the top spas in this country and around the world. We're in Mandarin Oriental, which is one of only 2 5-star spas currently closed, unfortunately, in Manhattan. We're in Miraval, which you know from the Berkshires, but started in Tucson, Arizona. There's one in Austin. We're in the best places because we've created a brand where people see the quality of the ingredients, they see the results, they understand the sustainability, and we've tried to take a leading role in all those things, and we punch well above our weight. I sort of answered your question.
You really answered my question, and you know, the entrepreneur in me who... or the consultant, I should say, that has spoken to so many young brand and startups, like you just, you know, sang my swan song. It really is a holistic approach to your business. And you've got to give back. You've got to be responsible. You've got to lean into a better world. I mean, Ian says, help your skin heal the planet. For every product sold, he mentions the Emergency plants a tree. They also have a program with their emerging bees. I don't know if you guys remember, but we had a real problem with our bees and they were going
extinct.
We still do. I was going to say, and thank God with some people paying attention, we've moved the needle a little bit, but we can't erode our ecosystems. We can't erode the things that make this amazing planet that we live on tick. And when you think about chemicals and perfumes, and you think about fillers and additives in your food, just think for 1 second about removing all that and starting with a baseline that is all natural formulas, all natural. We're talking about like the oils from grapeseed and the oils from hemp and amazing, beautiful products. So I love what Ian does as a human being, as an American citizen of this country. I love that I can buy a brand that's sourced locally and sustainably around the world and brought back to us in a natural form that's going to be good for me and good for my skin. But every time I buy the product or use the product or share about the product, I know that I'm also doing good, leaning into a better world, quite frankly.
I have to live with myself, you know, and I think if you don't see what's going on in this world, you're willfully not paying attention. And I don't think I can be the solution individually, but what I can do is try to light that way, inspire other people, inspire other businesses. And in fact, we have seen other businesses copy our tree planting program. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
We give seed bombs, which are these little bee compost, clay and compost balls that have milkweed seed in them with every order. And milkweed is the preferred plant of pollinators, not just bees, but butterflies, hummingbirds, things like that. And yeah, maybe some people don't know what to do with them, but we plant a seed in their brain at minimum so that they're thinking about this problem. And maybe they won't get to it now, but they'll get to it a year from now, or they'll get to it 6 months from now, or they'll give it to a friend who will use it. We also give people organic vegetable seeds with every order, our Emergent Seeds program. And some people plant them, some people don't. And it's a way, again, of planting a seed, of thinking about where does my food come from? Can I grow my own food? If you've ever grown your own food, it's tremendously joyful. We try to promote farmers markets. We give little bags for not only for people to use for at the farmer's market, but actually to put their produce in, not your typical shopping bag. So we're thinking about multiple facets of the world we live in. And of course, we're trying to make a living as well. You know, I like my wine to be of a certain quality, and I like some of the pleasures that this world offers as well. But I don't think I could live with myself if I felt I was only taking, because we see it, it's not the same world as when I grew up, and we see the damage we're wreaking. And if we don't, each and every one of us, take some steps to ameliorate that, I still think the government solutions have to come. That's the real the real mover is. You know, we're going to continue to decay. And how do I answer to my children? I mean, my 14-year-old in particular, I see it. The anxiety that that generation lives under, knowing what's going on, they try to be as normal as possible, but you can see the pressure from it. They feel there's a sense of hopelessness from it. I was thinking along these lines even before children, but I only wanted to double down on that, knowing that, you know, what kind of world are we handing off? And we've planted, you know, nearly a million trees at this point, and we're just getting started. We have a lot more to do. We've given out 50,000 stainless steel straws for people to reduce plastic consumption. Government has finally caught up with that, and you're seeing those being banned more and more. So we may discontinue that and think of another program to do. So we don't want to be a preachy brand. You know, we're not here to preach to people. We're just here to put a light out there. But beyond that, and, you know, from a real nuts and bolts perspective, we're trying to make kick-ass products that do what they're supposed to do so that we hook our clients.
Yeah. Well, let me just say there's one word that everybody must be thinking of right now that comes to mind when you listen to Ian, and that's integrity. And so if you start with a founder that is so blossoming with integrity, and then you look at the product line of that business and that company, you know that that is the answer to everything that's in that product line. And I just want to talk about the actual science that is in this. So one of the things that I know for a fact, and Ian knows for a fact, and everybody should understand is that we need science, and it is very important to us, and we have to have science. And the power of nature and science together is, to me, what I hope the future will show us. And it's not shortcuts or easy fixes or the way to cheapen food or make mass production. It's killing us, quite frankly, that type of thinking. So when Ian set out to do this skincare line, like you mentioned, he mentioned he's, you know, giving us seeds and he's planting trees and we're keeping our bee population robust. And we're giving back. We're using organic, you know, silver straws. I mean, my first glass drinking bottle that I was taking on the road with me was from Ian. It was an emergency logoed glass bottle. And, you know, I go back now and
we've known each other for a while now.
But
speak for yourself, huh?
Yeah. I'm getting old and fabulous, like an old wine, as you would love for me to say.
Exactly.
Hi guys, I'm Caitlin Carter, host of the Bright Side podcast. I created the show as a space for people who have had an impact in my life to further inspire others through their stories, their honesty, their kindness, and optimism. Each week, I'll be sitting down with inspiring friends, new and old, to have meaningful conversations centered around our own experiences with complete transparency and authenticity. We will discuss how we face challenging moments, adjust perspective, and reframe situations to find the silver lining. I personally believe that there is a bright side to every situation, and I'm excited to have this platform to encourage that way of thinking and share this message with you all. New episodes come out on Tuesdays, so come join me and start your week on the bright side.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you been thinking about maybe having your own podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First and foremost, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor, they'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple and many more. With Anchor, you can start to make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership as well. It's truly everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What I love the most, really truly, about the beauty of nature and the blending of nature and science together in Ian's brand Emergency is he has three brands under the umbrella, really. And he mentioned that you can't go to like Macy's and buy this. You can't go to Duane Reade and buy this. You know, this is only available at the premier and top spas in the world. But this is not $500 face cream either, you guys, okay? So we are talking about attainable skincare and a routine that is very easy. And here's what the best thing about it is it's for everybody. It's for all skincare. There's no such thing as it's like, oh, if you have dry skin, we'll treat that too. Or if you have combination skin, oh, we're going to treat that too. But you don't have to pick and choose across the products necessarily to treat this problematic skin, because when you're using natural products, they really have the answers for everything. And Ian had mentioned, you know, the intelligence, the brilliance of the chemists that he used and the way they put it together. So we're talking about products that are going to nourish and soothe and improve moisture balance in your skin. Everything is fast absorbing. Nothing is greasy. And everything that I'm using right now from Ian's line, except for the vitamin C, is all oil-based, like pure cold pressed oils, which I want to talk about.
That's from our Rawseuticals range.
Yeah. Yes. So the Rawseuticals range is, if you go to heatherthompson.com, that's what you're going to see. That is my mainstay skincare. And then I dabble in some of his emergency products and I dabble in some of his scientific organics products. So those are the three lines. You've got the Rawseuticals cold pressed chemistry range. You've got scientific organics. And then you have emergency, which is really used by the spa girl, the facial ladies. You know what I mean? It's really high-end cosmeceutical brands, but we can use them all because they're all natural. Nothing's going to hurt you. And that's what I love about it. So it really is a fun website to surf through to find some of your, you know, some of the needs that you might have.
Just to you know, amplify what you said, I think when using good ingredients, they kind of work on all skin types. And as you said as well, there are things that can specifically target conditions that you might be worried about to get your skin back to balance. But in general, if you're using good stuff, if you're getting rid of the crap that's in so many skincare products, and it's in there because it's cheap and because it's stable and it has a shelf life forever, you know, not forever, but you get my point. If you eliminate that and just use really good stuff, you're going to improve your skin. And I can't tell you how many times we've heard stories of people said, well, you know, I went to my dermatologist and they told me this, and I did that and it never got better. And I used this prescription, I did that. And then they come and they just try something that's doing no harm to their skin, first of all, and then nourishing it and allowing it to function the way it's supposed to. The results we've heard and the stories we heard over the years are just mind-boggling. It's what energizes me to hear that people are actually getting the results that they want. And when they find out all the other things that we're doing as well as a brand, it just, you know, as it does for you, it just completes the picture.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, thank you for that, because, you know, all of the products at Emergency, whether it's the Rawceuticals range or it's Scientific Organics, they're all a blend of the most pure, most potent natural extracts, and then advanced with natural cosmeceutical ingredients on top of it. And then they formulate everything in really small batches. So they are fresh and effective. And what I love about this brand too is a lot of the products are naturally antimicrobial. So the products clean themselves. You know, you don't have to worry. I love when you get that $500 clean, it has a little spoon that you have to use so that your finger oils don't contaminate it, because it's full of perfume and junk. And I've been blessed with pretty good skin my whole life, but I hit perimenopause and boy, it was, all of a sudden I had acne and I had dryness and I was really terrible. And I am that story. I went to the dermatologist. Someone wanted to put me on a Accutane, which is like a very high, bad prescription.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I, thank God, knew better. And I said, I got to get back on something just really clean. I feel like I've gone the wrong way.
And your skin's never looked better.
Never looked better. And Ian knows this story. My little guy, Jax, is 15 going on 16. And with puberty and all that stuff, I didn't have a lot of acne as a kid. And Jonathan, my husband, didn't either. But Jax is on a lot of medications for his health. And I have a feeling that that has something to do with it. I was literally taking him to the dermatologist. I was like booking facials for him. And it literally hit me one day. I woke up. I'm like, I have to give him Rawceuticals. I gave Jax the Rawceuticals, my range. I literally like, here's your skincare. You're doing this. His face cleared up so quickly, so much. It took like a week for his face to clear up. And now he uses the product.
I never get tired of hearing that story, by the way.
So I'm here to tell you that the formulations that you're using on your skin, molecular technology, scientific industry breakthroughs, these are all really important. But start with natural products, please. You want to use products that are free of parabens, free of synthetic fragrances and colors. And you want to use the highest quality ingredients that nature gives us. So I'm going to tell you some of my favorite products. So the Salvation Serum and the Raw Facial Oil and the Cleanser and the Raw Cloth from the Rawceuticals line. So there's a cleanser called Clean. There's the Raw Cloth, which I want to tell you about. It's my favorite thing in the world. The Salvation Serum, which is, says exactly what the name of it is, and then the Raw Facial Oil. So these are my skin step. I clean my skin. The Clean Moisturizer is anhydrous, which means that you can either use it dry on your face, just squirt the oil into your palms and rub it in and rub it all over your face, or you could use it wet. I actually use it both ways and it works both ways beautifully. But then the secret to my success is the Raw Cloth. This is the best washcloth you'll ever have. It's, first of all, it's made of sustainable wood fibers. It's totally biodegradable. It rinses 99.999%. So I'm not on television making a claim. It doesn't get bacteria on it. It doesn't hold bacteria.
It's basically the nature of that fiber doesn't allow it to hold bacteria. So if you rinse it thoroughly, you're really rinsing out 99.9% of the bacteria at minimum.
So what I'm wiping now, I just put that like pure potent, you know, cold pressed natural extracts all over my skin. And this cloth wipes them away, but doesn't strip my skin. None of this is stripping my skin. And it also, the products also have a wonderful technology that leaves a layer. You don't feel it. It's an invisible layer on your skin to protect from free radical damage and pollution and stuff like that after you put the product on. So I wash with the clean, so does Jax, every day, morning and night. I use my Salvation Serum, which is an orchid stem cell moss, that moss salvation complex. And that immediately tightens my skin. It soothes my skin. It makes the texture and appearance beautiful. And then I let that set on my skin and I give a squirt of that raw facial oil and I just push it into my face. I can't tell you how much I love that. This one improves the moisture balance, which everybody, you know, as you age is an issue. It's, like I said, really fast absorbing. It's never greasy, but you're talking about sunflower and grapeseed oils and immortal flower that Ian talks about.
And marula.
About.
Yeah,
and marula. Yes, and hemp. So these are all the ingredients. Like, you may not have heard of it before, like the immortal flower, but you can understand what it is. There's not a synthetic name. There's nothing that you don't understand. And I can't tell you how much I love washing my face every day. And I can tell you this, I wear very, very little makeup now. I always thought as I get older, the more makeup I'd have to pile on. I don't cover my skin anymore. I show it off. And I really, really have to tell you that every girlfriend I've turned on to this, they all love it. Now, I'm not here. This is not an advertisement for Rawceuticals. It's not an advertisement for Emergency. What it is an honest podcast about really natural products and finding nature to be your friend. And let's wipe out some of those claims that we've heard before. Well, it's natural. It's not really effective. Can you just, I know you have something to say about that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't natural, that aren't not only not effective, they're actually doing damage to your skin. So it's absolutely effective. There are so many things in nature that, again, are filled with nutrients that your skin knows how to use. But, you know, we have our three ranges, our Emergency Cosmeceutical range, our Scientific Organics range, and our Rawceuticals. And in a way, each was an evolution out of the other as they became more pure and more clean. But one thing we decided to do when we developed our Scientific Organics and our Rawceuticals was we went with the mantra, don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. So instead of making them 100% organic, we went with the idea that they needed to be 100% natural. And by natural, we used a strict definition of natural, but we wanted to be able to use scientific breakthroughs to ensure that we were delivering to our clients the best skincare experience they could have and the best results they could have. So yeah, you've got stem cells, you've got various complexes, but they're all plant-based, they're all natural. And by combining just pure, clean, natural ingredients and the best technology that emanates from natural plant extracts, you're getting products that I can assure you do what you want. You mentioned when you put on the Salvation Serum that you feel your skin tightening. Well, we have peptides in there, and we've all heard of peptides now. They're natural. You feel an instant sensation. You see a result. You don't have to make compromises if you're using a high-quality, natural, organic products. There's no loss. If anything, as Heather can attest to personally, and what her son can attest to personally, is you use good things, and you see a difference in your skin. And there's no mystery to that. I can talk about it till I'm blue in the face. You can talk about it till you're blue in the face. But the proof is in the pudding. And we'll put our pudding up against anybody else's pudding. And we don't care if they're the biggest company in the world or the smallest one. We are making things that are proven, that work, where you see a result. And if you don't like them, don't buy them again.
That's right. And that will never happen because...
That'll never happen.
But I used to always laugh when I came to your products and people were like, well, natural things don't work. I'm like, do you think they're literally going to like the rainforest to get boreal bark so that they can like mine it, you know, like shave it down and make it into a serum because that just sounds good? No, it really works. I mean, you have ingredients in these products that are amazing. Like one of my favorite products is the, it's called the Red Berry. The name of it is just so sexy. The Red Berry Dual Mask and Gommage. I mean, who doesn't like a good gommage, you know? And it really is remineralizing my skin. Like I can see it. It's made with raspberry and red maple and avocado. And it's really an all-purpose mask that clarifies, I use it on Jax, it clarifies your skin, and it uses this boreal bark concentrate, raspberry seeds, and fine pumice is in there because that's what is helping your exfoliation, refining lines, nourishing your skin. I can't say enough about this mask. And if anyone's ever eaten or opened an avocado, I mean, you just know that it's like almost the perfect food. And so why wouldn't it be?
You could almost spread that thing on toast, put a squirt of lemon on it and a little Aleppo pepper and you got lunch, you know? I mean, it's really clean. Don't eat the product though.
Oh my God, Ian, you know, I love to talk about emergency. I love to talk about rawceuticals. I love to talk about scientific organics. I love everything that you do. And I'm so, so grateful that you came on the show just to talk about that you can build a business doing the right thing. You can have a conscience and you can build a company that has integrity. And that is one of your laws and rules that you abide by. And
I
a lot of good
that.
Comes by it. You have to believe that. And Ian is a perfect example. So it was really entrepreneurial inspiration for those people incubating ideas and really wanting to do something. Remember, there's no right time. You just got to jump and the universe will have your back. Don't overplan. Tell them what you said again.
Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good.
There you go. So know that as long as you have integrity and your intention and your purpose is there, you got to jump and go for it because we can be good business people that lend back to this world. My friend Ian Learman is a perfect example of that. And I so thank you for being on In My Heart. Can you just tell folks where to find you or where to find Emergency in case they don't know from me already?
You can find more at heatherthompson.com.
Yes.
I believe you can go to our website, emergency.com, and I think Heather's going to have a special promo code for her listeners as well by the time
That's
this
right.
airs.
That's right.
And we're going to arrange that and just to give back to you guys as well. And we invite you to try them.
Can you tell them what your Instagram is for Emergency?
I think it's Emergency, E-M-E-R-G-I-N-C.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for
too
being
sweet,
in my
Heather.
Heart.
Takes one to know one, huh?
I love it. Well, I am your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to follow along at I Am Heather T and send me any questions. Please don't forget to subscribe and download wherever you stream your podcast and join us next week for another episode.
In honor of our partnership, Emergency is offering a very special one-time code to you, my listeners, and it's for a very limited time, so jump in. You can use the code HTINMYHEART and receive a generous 20% off your first purchase because we want you to be in your most beautiful skin ever.
Welcome to Holla Back. This is the part of my podcast where I answer all of your questions.
My next question is from at Regan Lynn C. And Regan asks, "Hi, I could never expect my agency to expand so quickly. I'm struggling to keep up and manage it all while finding Zen. Do you have any tips for meditation and manifestation?" Well, it turns out manifestation and meditation are both two of the best ways to raise your vibration, as they say. When you pour all your energy into meditation, where you try to visualize what you want, then you manifest that. That's that vibration that you put out into the world. You manifest it. And then you can align with your goal. But it sounds like your goal of your agency being successful is being met. So it sounds as though what you need to do is find some me time. And learn to remember some of those basics as to when to power down and when to shut off work and when to command your own personal time and not let work eat you up all the time. So I wish you all the best of luck. Just take a breath, smell the flowers, take a day off, and remember that you can only chew what you bite off, right? So maybe you might have to actually turn down a client or two so that you can focus on those that you have and do all 100% your best. I wish you luck.
In My Heart is a production of Embassy Row. Our executive producer is Sarnie Rogers. This episode was produced by Alexa Machia and Anna Marie Johnson, Karen Silverstein, and Heather Thompson. The show is edited by Maureen Vigas. You can follow me on Instagram at I Am Heather T. See you next week.